According to a study published online this week by Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, drugs used to keep diabetes under control may also shield memory-forming nerve connections from harmful Alzheimer's-related proteins. The discovery that insulin may slow or prevent Alzheimer's-related memory loss fuels existing theories that the disease may be caused by a third type of diabetes. Currently, more than 5 million Americans suffer from Alzheimer's, which is characterized by an excessive amount of proteins that build up in plaque deposits and cause damage to nerve cells and inflammation in the brain. Research trials for a drug to cure the disease are ongoing everywhere, including here in Tampa. Dr. Susan Steen is the president with the Axiom Clinical Research of Florida, which does clinical trials for neurological illnesses.
Yes, it's called the ACARA study, which stands for Investigational Clinical Amyloid Research in Alzheimer's. And bapineuzumab is the medication, which is an amyloid. It's an antibody to amyloid. We believe that amyloid, which is a sticky substance in the body, we know that's deposited in certain areas of the brain, and that kills brain cells, and we think that that's the primary pathology that causes the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease.
And so now, what phase are you in terms of trying to, do research with this particular drug?
Yeah, when drugs are in clinical research, there are basically four phases. There are three phases of investigational research, phase one, two, and three. And then after the medication is approved by FDA, there are phase four studies. So this is a phase three study. There are seven studies, I believe, now being done internationally with this particular drug. Maybe six studies with this particular drug. So this is a phase three study. This is the final study that we do before the company presents the medication for approval to the FDA.
So obviously you need to use this on human beings out there. Who is eligible to be part of your study here?
Okay. Well, first of all, this is, of course, a volunteer. All clinical trials are volunteer studies, so patients and their families volunteer to be in a clinical trial. And the first prerequisite that we have is that they have the disease. They have Alzheimer's disease, and so we need to make sure as best we can that that's the diagnosis. Patients can be between 50 and 88 years old. Most patients who have Alzheimer's disease are already on the medications that are approved for Alzheimer's disease. There are four medicines that we use for that. And so they have to be on a stable dose of these medications for at least 4 months. They stay on those medications when they're on the trial. They have to have what we call a mini mental state exam that suggests that they're in the mild to moderate stage of the disease.
What are the drugs that people are using out there right now who do suffer from Alzheimer's? Does this delay the onset of the disease, or is anything out there that has any type of factors that can really try to transform people?
Well, that's a problem, Mitch. There are medications now, four of them, as I said, that have been approved by the FDA that kind of treat the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. They try to these medications delay the decline, but people continue to progress over time, usually many years. So, we don't have any medications that will stop the disease, and that's what we believe that bapineuzumab will do. Will be what we call a disease modifying agent, a medication that will prevent people from getting worse.
Again, we're speaking with Dr. Susan Steen from the Axiom Clinical Research of Florida, based here in Tampa. And Dr. Steen, if people listening to us right now know somebody or want to be involved in this study, how would they go about that?
You can call us. We have a website, Axiom, AXIOM, Clinical Research of Florida. And our phone number in Tampa is 813-353-9613. There are several sites that are doing the study in the Tampa Bay area. I think two or three sites that are doing them. It's the ACARA study, like I said, Investigational Clinical Amyloid Research in Alzheimer's. Yeah, I think that's fair to say, Mitch. You know, bringing drugs to approval through the FDA is a long process, but this is a very, very serious problem in our country and worldwide. There are over 5 million people in the United States now, and by the year 2050, we think that'll be closer to 21 million people in our nation, and equally distributed throughout civilized world where people live to be older. So it's really an epidemic, and so I think that we will be able to, hopefully we will get volunteers that will, that they and their family are interested in finding a cure for their family and for others, and we'll be able to present this data to the FDA, and it will be approved as quickly as possible. So I think within the next decade is fair to say.
All right, Dr. Susan Steen from the Axiom Clinical Research here in Tampa. Dr. Steen, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.